So let's talk a little bit about your 78-year-old man listening to this incredible story of your patient with squamous cell. It made me think about basal cell because it seems like that issue of locally advanced disease is a big issue with basal cell. So can you talk about your 78-year-old man?
Yeah, so this is a patient with locally advanced basal cell carcinoma. And again, these non-melanoma skin cancers, very similar, basal cell and squamous cell. But he has some comorbidities. He's diabetic, hypertensive, coronary artery disease. And he came to us a number of years ago, and he had this infiltrated mass at the right nasolabial fold, and it was extending inferiorly, involving his upper lip. And you can feel the tumor underneath into the gum, so it was quite extensive local involvement. He had a basal cell carcinoma resected from that area previously, and so this looked like a local recurrence of that previous resection site. And biopsy was consistent with basal cell carcinoma.
Was it your impression that he delayed seeking medical care, or how did this get so advanced?
Yeah, this was another case of delayed medical care to some extent, not as bad as we've seen others, but he did delay somewhat. There was also a component that a lot of this was subcutaneous and infiltrative, and probably once he felt that nodularity, it was still quite extensive. So it was probably creeping up on him over the years.
Just out of curiosity, it almost reminds me a little bit of some of the discussions I had with breast cancer investigators about these occasional women who come in with very advanced, locally advanced breast cancer. When you have patients like that, these kinds of tumors, I'm just kind of curious how you find them in terms of adherence to your treatment regimen.
By and large, people with these locally advanced tumors are very adherent in my experience. Now, a lot of these patients do delay seeking medical care and have avoided the medical community for a number of years. But I think once they reach that point where it's decided, yeah, I need to take care of this, then they become quite compliant, and that hasn't been an issue for us.
And again, that's the same thing you hear in breast cancer.